January 6, 1985, 1:18 a.m., and this is Temporal Experiment Number 1.
Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria!
But your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they stopped to think if they should.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Be Nostalgic. I'm thrown off slightly today because, you know, it's been a while. Also, no one's wearing their headphones to see.
It's fine.
Okay, we see the levels. They're fine.
Yeah.
They're fine.
I can see it right there.
They can't see it though.
No, but they can hear it.
Okay.
They see with their ears.
Yeah, I can see with my ears, too. Mm-hmm. And maybe you can see with your ears.
Yeah, like a dolphin. That was a terrible dolphin.
Yeah, that was so bad. But that was a swear word. Yep. Mm. Oh, and Clark is joining us for this centennial episode. Nearing the Independence Day of the USA, yeah. We watched...
I was distracted by Clark. Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes, good job. It came out in 1981, a year before my birth.
I don't know if it's and the Raiders of the Lost Ark or just Indiana Jones.
And Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Because I started saying and the Temple of Doom.
I know, because that's like technically my favorite, but it is technically in... chronological order, it's the second one that came out.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Disney Plus suggested that one first, so I always thought it was the first one.
Yeah, no, I always thought too. But no, Raiders of the Lost Ark was technically the first one.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no. In my heart, I always thought Temple of Doom should have come out first.
I see now.
Yeah, no. Chronologically, it's not right, though. Anyway, this one came out in 1981. And it's like now, I don't know how many years after that.
It's like 42 years.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I should have like gone by my age.
Yeah.
Anyway, Steven Spielberg directed, George Lucas wrote, along with someone else. And that's why there's some good lines in this. He almost did a spit take.
Almost drinking tea.
Oh yeah, don't spit that out.
No.
So.
Especially because I have a work computer here as well.
I know.
Working from home, it's cool.
It is cool. Mm-hmm. You have the best job. So, this is Andrew's first time watching this. And my, like, I don't know, billionth time watching it. This was my life. This was my childhood. Indiana Jones was my ideal husband, soulmate, life partner, and superhero. He beat out James Bond and Han Solo and stormtroopers and blah, 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 and superheroes. It was Indiana Jones because he was attainable, he was reliable, he was strong, he was smart. He was also a teacher, and he had, like, really cool outfit, and it made me love fedoras. And it's Satchel.
Yeah. No, I see it. I'm stuck on the fact you threw stormtroopers in there. Yeah, because like, who's like, oh man, stormtrooper number 375, he's got it going on.
Well, with the recent renditions of the movies.
Yeah, but you said your childhood. Those weren't out yet.
Well, you don't know. You don't know. I could have gone in my time machine... gone to the future and be like, oh, They look good underneath the helmets.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
You say so.
Whatever.
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 Whatever, Roberta.
I know. Nobody knows what we're talking about. That's another architect. Hmm. It's a show about an architect.
It is.
Who also kind of wore the guise of Indiana Jones when he was a professor.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, literally this movie has been bitten so many times because of the, just like, little nuances, like the plane showing the passage of time and them traveling. They mm-hmm. just show a plane and the little dot and red.
The map.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been done to death. And it started on Indiana Jones. That's where you saw it first. Also, that thing where the guy narrowly escapes a thing that shuts down and creating a barrier between him and the MacGuffin. That also started in Indiana Jones.
Did it start there, though?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure it did.
Okay.
I dare you to find another movie where the star has to get through something before the barrier shuts in time. And also grab a hat or an item just as the thing is shutting.
Did Star Wars come out first?
By a year.
Yeah, well, don't they fly through the doors while they're shutting? They like.
But they don't barely, grab anything.
They barely get through with the Millennium Falcon.
Doesn't count. It has to be a person sliding under something, grabbing something just in the nick of time.
Okay, I don't care enough to check that. I don't. I'm willing to bet I could, but I'm not gonna. So well, let's just say it's the first.
It is.
Okay.
Well, go on. Since you know everything. Now Andrew's gonna talk about the movie, even though this isn't my childhood dream. And Harrison Ford is like the best.
Yeah.
He was with everybody. He was even with Celia Ward. I love Celia Ward. She was my first actress I drew.
Cool.
In the show Sisters.
Nice. You always do a really good job with those.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to draw a picture of Indiana Jones next.
Nice.
Yeah.
We watched this instead of watching the new one that just came out?
Well, yeah, because you can't watch it without having watched all the other ones. And you only watch the crappy new one.
Yeah, the Crystal Skull.
With Shia LaBeouf. I mean, no offense to Shia, but didn't really elevate the story.
Yeah, no, you think having a cannibal on the cast would have been good, but apparently not.
Oh my god, he was a cannibal?
Yeah, he's an actual cannibal, Shia LaBeouf.
You know, I just read about the Donner Party, and sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
Those poor people.
Those poor people.
That's referencing another movie. That's also a parody of something else, Star Trek. Just makes me think of that guy. You know who I'm talking about. The lead actor in that movie, who's also parodied so many times for talking like this.
Yeah.
Overemphasis of every word.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we just went on a tangent on what are we even talking about? Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
This is our first one back. We're allowed to have,
like, meander and have side conversations.
Yeah.
And random shout out to Chelsea Pope.
Yes.
Birthday passed. Happy birthday! And if you can't really see, but there's a bunch of raccoons jumping up and down. And they have little signs that say happy birthday. And they have little presents. And look at their little hats. And I actually made little bow ties for them. Oh my god, they're so cute. Ow! One of them bit me. Oh, get rid of them.
Shoo, little boy.
Okay, the raccoons are gone now. We didn't hurt them, obviously. And they hurt me. But, well, next time, like Chelsea. Snakes. Oh, I know, snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Asps.
What is that?
An asp is a type of snake.
Oh, okay.
And also a very common answer in crosswords.
Oh, yeah. And that and Yuli's Gold.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of the vowels.
Ted Mosby. Poor Jed Mosley. So, like, Indiana Jones has literally everything. And everything took apart just from the cinematic view of it, the soundtrack, every line and scenes that were made even better just because the lead actor was sick and didn't want to do the whole scene and blah, blah, blah with the whip. It's like, I just have a gun. And then he went back to his trailer, presumably, to eradicate whatever was in his bowels.
Yeah. I mean, that's not an incorrect description of that.
It is a very correct description.
Yes.
I'm very good with descriptive words. Oh. Oh, too bad you can't see this, and it's just, like, verbal and stuff.
Nah, I don't feel like recording video. We could, but I don't want
to. Oh, that's too much space on the hard drive.
And we'd have to upload on YouTube.
Blue! I said blue instead of boo. Mm-hmm. Bloopers or boopers.
Oh, that's where the L went.
Yeah, I know. The L went there. Mm-hmm. And in my last name.
Yeah. I didn't realize that the giant boulder.
Yep.
Now, to be fair, my main exposure to this is A, like you said, everything is parried to this movie or paid homage to it. So I knew most of the movie already.
Yeah.
Just not in the right order, I guess.
But we also knew it from the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular.
Yes, which is what I was going to get.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And they start with the boulder there. But I thought that was just because it was a famous scene from the movie. I didn't realize the boulder actually is the first thing that happens.
Yeah, it literally is the first thing that happens.
Also, does the boulder blocks the exit, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it does. Because at first I was like, well, why didn't he just run behind it instead? And he would have gotten crushed, but then he would have gotten stuck inside.
So. Yeah, that would have sucked even worse. Mm-hmm. But yeah, also Alfred Molina was in this movie. And it's like an interesting little throwback. He had an encounter with spiders. And then later on in his career, he would have another encounter with spiders.
Yep.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Spider-Man.
Yes.
Tobey Maguire. And then he was in the other Spider-Man movie with Tom Holland, and it was so precious.
It was.
He was actually very sweet.
Yeah.
This was actually his acting debut in films.
Nice.
That scene. And he said that he loved working with Steven Spielberg.
I mean, I hear that a lot. There's not many stories you hear about Spielberg being like a bad guy.
Oh my gosh, Drew Barrymore loved him. Mm-hmm. She stayed over at his house on the weekends.
Nice.
It was so nice. Yeah. Oh, Drew Barrymore.
And she was friends with E.T.
I know, but she didn't like his feet.
Yeah.
I don't either. His feet are kind of weird.
He's a weird little dude.
Oh, he just wanted to call home.
And I didn't look for it, but I do know that in this movie is a Easter egg of C-3PO and R2-D2.
Oh my gosh, I never even knew that.
Yeah, they're in the hieroglyphics on one of the walls.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to re-watch that, and we're going to put that in our Twitter posts or Instagram posts.
Oh yeah, Instagram.
Yep.
Because I do have access to that.
So. Oh yeah, Be Nostalgic on Instagram.
Yeah, BEA Nostalgic.
Because
we're not on Twitter, because Twitter's not good.
Yeah, Twitter sucks. Boo!
It's all musty and musky there, so.
Yeah, no. I get what you're throwing down.
Yeah, I didn't hide it very well.
No.
In fact, or at all. So.
Elongate that displeasure.
Haha. That was good. That was a good one.
I'm just going to enjoy that joke. Okay, go ahead.
No, I think that was one of the interesting things. So I knew that was there. I also noticed there's not I don't know, it seemed very fast-paced, but never set, like, but you still knew what was going on. They were really good about that, so it's very interesting. I actually enjoyed the movie very much.
Yay! So, what did you think of the, because Steven Spielberg and George Lucas at that time were not, there wasn't any computer, like, CGI stuff. So a lot of it was just
practical effects.
What did you think of the practical effects in the end scene?
In the end scene?
Not yeah. like the end scene, but
the plane? Are you talking about the plane scene?
When they open the ark and all of the spirits and ghouls come out.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, it was convincing. I wasn't... I'm not enough of a movie person, or at least a movie-like expert. Let's go with that word, because I watch a lot of movies, but I'm not someone who studied film. So I'm kind of lowest common denominator when it comes to special effects.
Okay.
I don't really notice bad special effects unless they're, like, atrociously bad.
Mm.
CGI looks fine to me. Practical effects look fine to me. I know some people say they really see the difference. I just don't. Obviously, this one... Or I should say I don't notice the difference in quality. I know the difference because... face is melting, obviously it looks way different special effect, practical effects than it does in the computer, because the computer,
exactly.
You're going to make it look different. But to me, they look equally good.
Awesome.
Unless you're talking like Scorpion King CGI.
Oh, yeah.
That was like PlayStation 1 graphics in a movie. It didn't work.
Wah. Being
sad. I thought it was good. It was... You know, we got to remember that PG-13 didn't exist back then.
Oh, right.
So it is taking PG with a little grain of salt, of being like, actually, this could really be anything from slightly worse than G and just under R.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, it's a very wide range when you don't have a PG-13 to kind of differentiate a little bit.
I think Gremlins was the one that started the PG.
PG-13, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was. If I recall that correctly, but that was actually a fairly gruesome scene. You see their faces melting off and someone's face explodes.
Oh yeah, totally explodes. Yeah. And then fire bursts through their cavities, their stomach cavities.
Hmm.
And everybody just like, bow! And then all the spirits and things kind of like implodes and goes back up to the heavens.
Yeah. Which... I'll point out, because I did look it up, because I've read the Bible a few times, and I was like, I don't remember them saying the ark, like, leveled mountains and armies and stuff. And so I looked it up, and they're like, nope, it doesn't. It doesn't do that.
No. I mean, we don't watch movies to...
No, but it's just funny, like...
Study the Bible.
No, but it's just funny how much, like, emphasis they put on that line just to... feel like you could have done something a little more.
They could have. Damn you, George Lucas. It's probably
but I mean,
fault.
Pulp Fiction does the same thing where...
Oh yeah, they take like things that aren't in the Bible, but a lot of people think it's a quote from the Bible.
Because he says it. It's like, oh, have you read the Bible? And he reads off something and it's like, no, that's not what that says. Or it's not even there. But it was just interesting for me to look that up. I always like those little weird things. The other thing was that one, like, it doesn't even go anywhere. It's just one gag. I don't even know why it existed.
What was the gag?
The girl who writes, "What I love you" or something.
Oh, yeah. That was just to prove the point that he was hot.
Yeah.
And half the class was all female, and they were just mesmerized by him. Literally just staring at him, not even writing any notes. They were just taking the class because hot prof.
See, I didn't get that except with her with the eyes, because I feel like when I was in college, and maybe this is why I didn't finish college, I didn't take notes. I just...
Oh, yeah, no, but they weren't just like daze. They weren't falling asleep. They were mesmerized. They were literally staring, unblinking at him. Like...
Yeah, I guess, but I just read it as like, oh, they're interested in what he's saying, but they're not writing notes. I feel like that's...
No. They were very pointedly looking in a loving way towards him.
Okay.
That's why they had to... George Lucas was like, well, I don't know if this is going to come across to the people of them loving this profession. Why don't I write it on the eyelids? It's like, and then Steven Spielberg was like, come on, George Lucas.
And she
why would you think that? People can tell when another person's attracted to somebody. I don't know. It looks like they're interested in the lesson. I think the I love you on the eyelids would be...
Well, thank you, George, because I didn't get that.
Yeah. And then did you get that the eye was for the eye? And then she closed her eyes. Love you.
You know what I was thinking in this scene? You know what I was really thinking?
What?
Was that she was like the third row back. Yeah. He's way up here. And she was like this. And he looks at it. And all I know is, as someone who wears glasses, all I know is he didn't read it. He looked at her because he was like, there's something on your face. Are they words? Is there words on your eyes? What is that?
To me.
In my mind, he did not read it. He just was like, there's something on your face.
Well, that's good. Because honestly, upon watching it just recently, it was very much so obvious that he was trying not to be turned on by it. He was actually kind of like all hot and bothered about it. And then.
I didn't get that. I got a weird, like, confused, like, huh?
But then they hammer in the the point with that girl who comes up. There's always that, we'll call her the Robin. That dainty woman who's like very thin, frail looking, but you get the idea that she's strong because she can handle her liquor. Scotch, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Like Robin.
Yeah, Marianne.
Yes, Marianne. Not Marianne. Marianne. You gotta say it right. I'm just kidding. You can call her Marianne.
I'll enunciate however me want to, me.
Okay, Andrew.
See, that works. Andrew.
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 Andre. What happened to Andre?
I know. As I was saying, she mentions in the movie, and this is me just realizing this today, because I've always seen Indiana Jones as a kind of like hero to me. Mm-hmm. I love him.
Yeah.
But it seems like Harrison Ford and his character here are always into younger women. Because 10 years prior is when they were dating, and she seemed to imply that it was a really weird, messed up situation. She already seems young, but 10 years ago...
She was probably in his class.
Yeah, exactly. He has a problem with dating his students, and that's why half the girls... were taking the class. They were in the hopes that they would be the next Marion.
I guess.
Yeah. But I think, being older, he's like, I can't be doing this anymore. Because, you know, it's wrong.
Can we talk about the fact that he does say, it's not the age, it's the mileage. He's already sick of this. He's already done with adventures.
Yeah, I know, in the first movie. Literally in the first movie, he's already done with it.
And 40 years later, he's like, yeah, I guess you're giving me money. I'll do it again.
I know. It's ridiculous. But the thing that is endearing is that he doesn't do it for the money. Not the actor. The actor's totally doing it for the money. He's with Calista Flockhart. She freaking won him. She didn't get the stupid guy in Ally McBeal, right? But the real actress, like, she won at life. She got Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, Han Solo. Wow. And The Fugitive.
Yeah.
Who stole her heart.
And he didn't kill his wife.
He didn't. Celia Ward was killed by the six-fingered man.
Mm-hmm.
Jerk. And then Tom
Was
Tom
it a six-fingered man or is it a one-armed man?
Huh. I'm pretty sure he had six fingers on one of his hands.
You're not thinking of The Princess Bride?
Well, we'll look that up. This isn't about that movie. This podcast today is about my knowledge of Indiana Jones and... Oh, wait, now I'm doing it. Raiders of the Lost Ark. This movie has so many iconic scenes. One of them, at the end, was replicated on The X-Files. when they say that our top men, and I'm using air quotes, are handling what the arc. Really, it was just some random guy, probably a maintenance staff worker, just putting that arc into, like, I would say a warehouse with other arcs or types of arcs. Because apparently they found a bunch of them.
I think they're just wooden boxes with random stuff in them.
I think there was several other arcs. Because obviously they, and I say they, the Egyptians made several versions of this to trick the infidels.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's an interesting theory.
Yeah. It's not just a theory, it's a factoid.
Mm. I think it's a theory. Or a hypothesis.
I'll go with hypothesis. Do you want to take a trip to Egypt and find?
Not really.
Okay.
I
was mentally, like, packing my bags.
I had Egypt ruined for me when you find out the fact that there's, like, a Pizza Hut within a few hundred yards of the pyramids.
Oh, well, they need to eat, too.
Yeah, but I feel like the pyramids are, like, some majestic thing out in the desert, and then you find out it's, like, yeah, it's right over. Like, someone's house is right there, like, I don't know, I look out at it every day, it's boring.
What? I look at our own pyramid here in the very wonderful place of Pawtucket. Our wonderful white pyramid. The apex of retail. The apex. I'll say that again. The apex of retail.
Cool. Just dox ourselves.
What?
Hey, guess what city we're in? And we tell you our full names.
What are you talking about?
Never mind.
I literally, it went over my head.
That's okay.
It went a whoosh.
That's okay.
Like Drax trying to catch it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh.
We don't have to worry about it.
Well, now I want to know.
Dox means we gave out too much information. Like, people in theory could just find out where we are now that we told them what city and...
Oh, craps.
They know our full names.
Damn.
Hopefully all you are nice and don't do that. Please don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do what Andrew was just telling you to do. Psst.
And tell you to do it.
Yeah, but now you put the idea in their heads.
I think our listeners are mature adults that won't.
Yeah, they are. They're pretty mature adults. Who also know that I love bees and... what else do I like? Toys. Tiny toys. Little tiny miniature toys. Not saying that you should go send me a miniature toy. But I do like them. Wow. That's it. That's all I have to say about Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, is that I love miniature toys. And one day I will get a Lego figure of Indiana.
Yeah.
Who was named after the dog. But you won't find that out until the third movie.
Of course.
And they also explain how he got that cut on his chin.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The cut that I actually did not
notice.
There
was a scar on his chin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I paid very close attention to Indiana Jones.
Okay, so you would have been one of the girls in his classes?
Yeah, I would have.
Okay. I didn't see it, but that's okay.
Yeah. Mount Vesuvius. I study volcanoes on Mount Vesuvius. It sounds so cool to say that.
Is.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else.
Literally, that's it. But Andrew enjoyed this movie, and that's the important thing.
It is.
And Clark is asleep.
Yes. He is.
Usually he tries to meow and be a part of this, but this time we'll say bye, but also happy birthday, Chelsea!
Happy birthday. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. case I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening.